In today's Saturday Times, in the Register Obituaries, there's an article on the famous celebrity and rock star photographer Ken Regan, and I'll read you what the Times has to say. An American photographer whose reputation for discretion gave him rare access to many of the great names in pop, rock, cinema and sport. Ken Regan photographed the world's leading rock stars, including the Beatles, the Rolling Stones and Bob Dylan, capturing images of them at work and play through his ability to establish a close rapport with his famous subjects. Anyone with a decent camera and an eye for how to frame a shot could photograph musicians on stage, Regan believed. His speciality was the backstage shot of the candid, off-duty moment that captured more about its subject than they ever revealed in performance. You see hundreds of photographs of rock artists on stage, but do you see them on their plane? Do you see them at home? Do you see them backstage? Those are the things that I've always wanted to do, he once said. That he was granted access to much private moments by many of the world's biggest stars was down to his famous discretion. He refused to sell his pictures to what he described as scandal sheets, and never gossiped or revealed private details of the scenes which he had witnessed. He preferred to let his camera do the talking. In 2011, he eventually published a book, All Access, The Rock and Roll Photography of Ken Regan, and accompanied the pictures with a handful of priceless anecdotes. None of them cast his subjects in a poor light, and it was a sign of the respect in which he was held that Mick Jagger and Keith Richards both wrote forewords to the book. The trust in which he was held led to his appointment as official photographer at some of the most celebrated events in rock music, including George Harrison's concert for Bangladesh at Madison Square Garden in 1971, several Rolling Stones tours, Bob Dylan's 1975 Rolling Thunder review, and Live Aid in 1985. When the Beatles landed at JFK Airport in 1964 for their first visit to America, Regan was waiting for them with his cameras at the gate as they descended the steps of their plane. He went on to accompany them around the United States, taking revealing pictures of the group and of their audience. One of his most extraordinary Beatlemania pictures was not of the group at all, but of Leonard Bernstein plugging his ears at one of their concerts. Another favourite shot was of Dylan with his face adorned with grease paint on his 1975 Rolling Thunder tour. Dylan liked the picture so much that he asked Regan not to release it because he wanted to save it. More than a quarter of a century later, Dylan used the shot for the cover of the 2002 album Bob Dylan 1975 Live. Regan was in demand in the film industry too, and his subjects included Michelle Pfeiffer, Julia Roberts, Jodie Foster, Oprah Winfrey, Clint Eastwood, Harrison Ford and Robert Redford, often photographed in relaxed mood in their homes in contrast to the posed and glamorised official studio publicity shots. He was also responsible for some of the best known photographs of Muhammad Ali, including a famous series from the 1974 Rumble in the Jungle fight in Zaire with George Foreman. Senator Edward Kennedy was another subject whose political career and family life Regan chronicled with his camera for 40 years. In recent years, Regan worked only infrequently with rock stars, saying that the business had changed in a way he did not enjoy. He set out his reasons when the publication of his book in 2011, saying, "I really feel for photographers who work in the music industry today. At a concert, they would usher them in like cattle, allow them to do two or three songs, and then they're out of there. All these bands and artists have press agents and managers, and they like to control everything." Ken Regan was born in the Bronx, New York, on June the 15th, sometime in the 1940s. Applying the same discretion to his own life, which he granted his subjects, he kept his age a secret from all but family members. By his own account, he grew up in a tough neighbourhood. "Most of my friends either went to prison or they died of overdoses, and I was lucky to get out of that element and to move into something I wanted to do," he said. His mother gave him his first camera when he was 13, and he went on to study journalism at Columbia University and attended New York University's film school. Much of his precocious early work was in the sports arena, and he was claimed in interviews that he was still a teenager when he began attending New York's Fillmore East Rock venue in the late 1960s, where he took pictures of Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin. In reality, he must have been a little older than he admitted, for the claim did not quite correspond with his work earlier in the decade with Elvis Presley, shortly after he had been discharged from the US Army, and on the Beatles' first American tour in February 1964. What is undisputed is that Bill Graham, the rock promoter who ran the Fillmore East, took Regan under his wing as a kind of house photographer, and the role opened the door to his relationship with many of the rock stars with whom he not only worked but counted as friends. In the 1970s, he set up the agency Camera 5, which represented a large number of other photographers, eventually building a library which contained more than 3 million photographs. Away from the world of celebrities and rock stars, he travelled wildly and shot photo essays on subjects ranging from the conditions of exploited miners in Brazil to famine in the Horn of Africa. Ken Regan is survived by 2 daughters. And as a subnote, Ken Regan, photographer, died from cancer on November 25th, 2012. Born in the 1940s, he made a mystery of his age.